我哋感謝主嚇。詩歌話俾我哋聽，我哋有主，我哋又有一切。
We thank the Lord that the hymn tells us that if we have the Lord, we have all.
我早上嘅時候，我願意同弟兄姊妹一同嘅，在教宗關於主耶穌，我哋嘅救主。
And this morning, I would like to share with brothers and sisters a little bit more about our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
請我哋睇兩處嘅聖經。
Let us turn to two passages in the Bible.
第一處喺希伯來書第十章。
First passage is found in Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯來書第十章第五節到第七節。
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 5 to 7.
揾到嘅請聽我讀。
If you found it, please listen as I read.
希伯来书十章第五节，所以基督到世上来的时候就说：神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说：神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices, for sin you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come, and in the scroll of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God.
让我们再看诗篇第40篇。
Let us also turn to Psalms 40.
我哋读诗篇第四十篇嘅时候，你会发觉里边有同样头先我哋读嘅希伯来书嘅字句系好相似。
You'll find in Psalm 40 that the wording is very similar to what we just read in Hebrews.
四十篇第六节到第八节。
Hebrews 40 verses 6 to 8。
祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵。燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要，那时我说：看啊，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
Psalm 46 through 8: Sacrifice and meal offering you have not desired, my ears you have opened, burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I come, in the scroll of the book it is written of me.I delight to do your will, O God. Your law is within my heart.
我再读第八节一节。我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
Read once again, verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
请我们低头祈祷。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we praise and we thank you.
早上我们再次到你的面前来。
This morning, once again, we come before your presence.
让我们来到这位神的爱子，我们的救主耶稣基督的面前。
We come before our God's beloved Son, our Lord and Savior.
我们向你敬拜。
Lord, we worship you.
向你献上感谢。
And we offer up our thanksgiving.
我更愿意我们将身体献上当作活祭。
And that we would offer ourselves, our body, as a living sacrifice.
求主用你的话来引导我们。
Lord, may you use your words to guide us.
又用你的手，主啊，管理保守我们的路。
And may you use your hand to keep our path before us.
你的同在今朝早显明在我们的当中。
And your presence be made manifest among us.
好叫我们一同有享用我们的主，你亦有享用。
And that we can enjoy, partake of our Lord, and you may enjoy as well.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In our Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
星期三开始呢，这个西岸特会就要进行的了。
On Wednesday, the West Coast Christian Conference will begin.
我相信弟兄姊妹都很紧张啊，很兴奋。
And I believe that many brothers and sisters are very excited, ready.
是吧，刚才都见到听到好似冇法子停落嚟咁样样啊
！This is earlier. We felt like we didn't want to stop.
咁啊，弟兄姊妹，你预备好未啊
？Brothers and sisters, are you ready?
冇反应啊！预备好未啊
？Are you ready?
哦， 咁預備乜嘢啊
？So let me ask, what are you ready for?
預備行李
？Have you prepared, readied your luggage?
定話預備你嘅心先
？Or have you prepared your heart?
究竟呢一個嘅聚會對我哋有乜嘢好益處呢
？So this conference, what will we gain from it?
弟兄姊妹，如果你淨係話我要預備行李。啊，著乜嘢？好似頭先宣布，哎，你要著對舒服嘅鞋啊，因為行好多路啊。
I mean, if we are just going to prepare our luggage, like we mentioned earlier, as it was announced, ready, get ready, prepare a nice and comfortable pair of shoes.
弟兄姊妹，如果你淨係預備呢一啲嘅東西，我話唔夠啊。
If you're only preparing these sort of things, then it's not enough.
冇錯，我哋需要預備呢啲，但係單預備呢一樣嘢係唔夠嘅。
Yes, we do need to prepare these items, but if it's only these that we prepare, then it's not enough.
我哋預備去做乜嘢啊
？What is it that we're preparing to do?
你聽到啊
？To listen to the word?
去交際啊
？To have a social gathering?
我哋預備我哋嘅心思去見主。
We're there. We need to prepare our hearts to see the Lord.
啊，我哋要喺弟兄姊妹嘅交通嘅裏邊。去再一次嘅認識，更深嘅認識主耶穌。
To get to know even more our Lord Jesus Christ through fellowship.
呢個係比預備行李仲要緊要。
And this preparation is much more important than preparing our luggage.
所以弟兄姊妹，你預備好未啊
？So brothers and sisters, are you prepared?
敢唔敢講啦嚇
？Now we're not sure.
咁啊，其實西岸特會為咗呢一次嘅聚會咧，就有好多其他嘅弟兄姊妹，各处嚟嘅弟兄姊妹一齐嘅交通嘅。
So for this West Coast Christian Conference, there are brethren coming from all over the world.
但系，身为我哋叫做呢一年系我哋嘅主办。
But for this particular year, we can consider ourselves as a host.
喺我哋中间嘅弟兄姊妹唔止用一年嘅时间嚟预备去籌備啊
！That the brethren around the area have used more than a year to get ready.
係籌備一切嘅事務上邊嘅工作。
And to prepare all the various services.
啊！但係我哋唔敢喺屬靈嘅學習上邊嚟放鬆。
But we dare not take lightly the services of the spiritual services.
雖然咧籌備嘅工作好繁複。
And even though many of these services are very complex,
除非你係身在其中，如果唔係嘅話，你都唔係明白其中嘅情況係點樣樣。
That unless you were steeped into the service, you might not understand fully the complexities.
有好多嘢做嘅。
There are so many things that must be done.
譬如揾地方啦，聯絡學校啦。
Logistically, you have to find a location. You have to contact the people in charge.
又要同學校嗰方面嚟到。立約啦
，you have to draw up a contract and have that ready。
咁然後又請講員啦，定題目啦
，invite the speakers and prepare a topic。
聯絡各地嘅弟兄姊妹啦
，contact all the brethren from around the world。
又制定嘅電腦方程式嘅報名
，and have a registration system ready。
就又要去租旅館啊，租車啊，租巴士啊，咁樣。
Make arrangements for transportation and accommodations。
好多好多嘅嘢。
Many, many things.
啊，有啲弟兄姊妹咧，真係慢慢唔使瞓嘅，要做處理呢啲嘅事情。
And in fact, many, many brethren had lost many nights of sleep.
雖然係只係短短個五天
，And even though it's only for a short period of 5 days，
但無論係住嘅、食嘅、住食行咧，都係有好多個問題，相當大嘅
Whether it's accommodations there or the food, or travel, everything, there's many, many things to consider.
咪有啲弟兄就話：，你哋成日開會啊，你哋開會多過共產黨啊，知唔知啊
？And some people say, well, you guys have so many meetings. You have more meetings than the communists.
咁於是咧，又有人會問。
And then so some might ask.
個問題就係話：，你做咁多嘅嘢，處理咁多嘅事情。咁係咪叫做服侍主啊？我哋
，So some might ask, well, we do all these things. Are these considered service to the Lord?
今 朝早咧，我就願意同弟兄姊妹嚟交通一下關於服侍神嘅一個嘅學習。
So this morning I would like to share with brothers and sisters a little bit about our service to the Lord.
籌備咁多嘅工作係咪服侍神咧？
Preparing for all these matters, is this considered serving God?
咁啊，譬如我去做招待，咁係咪又係叫服侍神咧？
So if I were in charge of hospitality, then is that considered service?
我接人喺我屋企住呢兩日，係咪服侍神？
If I received somebody into my home, is this considered service to the Lord?
咁我又開車喎。
Oh, I say, well, maybe I drive.
又煮嘢食喎。
And I cook.
嗰啲係咪服侍神咧？
Are these service to God?
甚至乎話，我今日站講台喎，我領詩喎，係咪服侍神啊？
Today when I speak on the pulpit or I'm leading hymns, are all these service to God?
有時平時我哋帶查經。
Or if we lead a Bible study?
嗰個係咪服侍神？
Is this considered serving God?
我哋參加禱告聚會係咪服侍神？
When we attend a prayer meeting, are we serving God?
甚至乎話，我做長老，我做執事，咁係咪我就係服侍神嘅咧？
If I am in the position of a deacon or an elder, then am I serving God?
弟兄姊妹，今日我唔要喺啲咁多嘅項目嘅上邊嚟同佢定位。
So today I don't want to use these categories as a definition.
但係我要從聖經嘅裏邊同弟兄姊妹睇下乜嘢係服侍神。
But I want to use the Bible to determine what is considered serving God.
同埋一個服侍神嘅人嘅心態。
And also the heart of one who serves God.
因為當我哋明白咗呢啲真理之後
，Because once we know these truths，
呢個問題做呢樣嘢係咪服侍神？咁大家弟兄姊妹你自己會有答案嘅。
Then the question of whether or not we are serving God, then it will be very clear for brothers and sisters.
所以我的交通呢有四点。
So for my sharing today, I have 4 points.
开头嗰点呢就是讲到服侍究竟是什么，那个定义是什么。
So I would like to share first of the definition of what a ministry service is.
然后会交通服侍的人的心态。
I also want to share about the service mentality.
第三点是基督他的服侍。
The third point is Christ's service ministry.
然后主怎样来劝告我们。
And lastly, how the Lord exhorts us to serve.
我们知道呢，服侍神是一件荣耀的事情。
We know that serving God is a very glorious thing.
也是很简单的。
And it's also very simple.
今天为什么我们会觉得这么复杂呢？或者说为什么会变成这么复杂的呢？
But for today, why is it that we think of it as such a complex, complicated matter?
不是因为神，是因为人的缘故。
This is not because of God, but because of man.
是人复杂了。
It's man who has complicated things.
当人的思想进入来，当人的手入来的时候。
Once man's thoughts, once man's hands have entered into the equation.
本来是很简单的，以神为中心，但是因着人的缘故就变成人为中心。
What was a very simple matter of being centered on God has been complicated being centered onto man.
当人以人为中心的时候
,And when man becomes the center,
人所睇见的就是我们的需要。
What man sees is what man's needs are.
而再看不见神那个旨意是什么。
We no longer see what the purpose, the intent of God is.
因此，如果我哋唔明白神嘅旨意
，Therefore, we do not understand the will, the purpose of God.
我哋个服侍就唔准确啦。
Then our service becomes inaccurate.
所以服侍神就系服侍神嘅旨意。
So, to serve God is to serve His will.
如果不是服侍神的旨意，我们很容易就会转到去服侍人。
That we're not serving according to God's will, then it's very easily we start focusing on serving man.
所以我们讲这个服侍的定义的时候，
So when we talk about this definition of service,
有幾點服侍神唔係單指住一個或者係參與一種嘅工作。
And it, the definition is not just to participate in one particular task.
或者我哋進入到去一個一同設計為唯一件事來到設計一個計劃咁樣嘅光景。
Perhaps we are coming together to organize a plan of action.
咁服侍神係乜嘢呢？
So what exactly is it mean to serve God?
服侍神係做神要做嘅事情。
To serve God is to do what God wants to do.
我讀呢一個出埃及記嘅時候。
As I'm reading the book of Exodus,
如果弟兄姊妹你記得出埃及記第31章嗰度咧，就講到摩西吩咐人去做呢個會幕。
If you recall, in chapter 31, God gave commandments to the people to build this tabernacle.
係啦，咁啊，其實係神吩咐佢要咁樣做。
And it was God who commanded the work.
在那裡他記載著。
And it's recorded in Exodus.
記載著說神在猶大支派的中間揀出一個人出來。
That in the tribe of Judah, God chose a person out.
又在但支派那裡揀出一個人出來。
And from the tribe of Dan, he selected a person.
是做各樣在會幕裡面的譬如雕刻的工作啊，镶嵌的工作啊。
They were chosen to do specific particular tasks.
又在会幕里面做那些家具，做法柜啊，施恩座啊，桌子啊，香坛啊，灯台等等。
And they were chosen to make the altar of incense, to make the golden table showbread, and all, et cetera, et cetera.
圣经在那里明明的就指出说，是神将智慧聪明给过这些人，叫他们完成这个的任务的。
And it was clearly recorded that it was God who gave wisdom and to talents for these people to complete their tasks.
但是呢，有一句很特别的话。
But there was a very interesting phrase that was used.
他就说，是我使他们有智慧，能够做我一切所吩咐的。咁然后十一节他就说，他们就都照我所吩咐的去做。
So how God said that it was He who gave them all the skill and the wisdom to do it, and in verse 6 it continues to say that that's how that they make all that I have commanded them.
中文嗰度係31章啊，唔係三章，係31章。
So it's recorded wrong there. It's chapter 31, not 33, as it's written there.
Yeah,
in Chinese.
是神将智慧赏赐俾佢哋。
It was God who had granted them the wisdom.
然后呢一班人就做神所吩咐嘅嘢。
And it was this group of people who made all that God commanded them.
当人嚟到神嘅面前话我要服侍神嘅时候
，When man comes before God and says I want to serve，
唔系做佢自己中意嘅嘢。
That person doesn't do according to his own will.
然后系做神吩咐佢嘢做。
He does what God commands him to do.
所以做神一切所吩咐的工是这个服侍的定义。
So the definition, therefore, is of service is to do according to what God, do according to God to do all the things He has commanded.
咁然后在这一个嘅定义嘅里边咧，我哋又睇见边啲嘅人系可以。在这个服侍的范围的里面呢
So within this definition, we also can see who are the ones that fall within this boundary of those who can serve.
我那里写着说是儿女们的本分。
It's written up there, it says children's duty.
是神的儿女的本分。
The children of God's duty.
因此呢服侍神不是属于某一些的人。
Therefore, to serve God, you can't, it just can't be anybody.
亦都唔係一啲嘅有權有勢嘅人嘅專利。
It's not just those who have authority or power.
更加唔係話隨便啊邊個啊人 来做都得。
And it's not just anybody who you can get from off the street.
是神嘅儿女们所能够能够先能够做。
Only the children of God can do the work.
弟兄姊妹，如果你记得喺《使徒行传》嘅里边，保罗呢就有一次佢去罗马。
If you recall in the book of Acts, one time Paul was on his way to Rome.
嗰一次呢，佢行嘅坐船去。
And he was sailing there.
喺途中呢，遇见咗大风浪。
And on his way, there was a storm, a great storm.
坐嗰只船呢，就损坏得好犀利，好犀利。
And due to the storm, the boat was greatly damaged.
所有同船嘅人，因为咁样嘅环境，咁样嘅遭遇，非常之害怕。
And because of these conditions, the situation, all those who were on the boat with Paul were very, were greatly frightened.
圣经就话俾我哋听，嗰啲人咧，甚至乎。有絕望嘅一個咁樣嘅擔憂喺度添。
And we recall that the Bible records that those people they had lost all hope.
係啦，呢啲事情記咗喺《使徒行傳》27章，弟兄姊妹，你翻去慢慢嘅讀。
And these are recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 27. Brothers and sisters can go back and read on their own.
但後來咧，保羅就起嚟安慰佢哋。
But Paul came and he comforted them.
佢話你哋放心啦。
And he told them, you guys can be
relax,
relax, we'll be fine.
我哋會安全嘅。
We will be safe.
點解啊？
Why was that?
因為神琴晚同我講完。
Because God has spoken to me last night.
神話要答應咗我哋要保守我哋有平安嘅。
God had told me that He will protect us.
我就想聽弟兄姊妹留意一下究竟佢講乜嘢。
So let's take a look at what Paul actually said.
27章第23節嘅話，因我所屬所侍奉嘅神，他的使者昨晚站在我旁邊說，講後面嗰啲嘅話，我唔提啦。
And this is what was recorded. For this very night, an angel of God to whom I belong and to whom I serve stood before me.
我要留意嘅就係，弟兄姊妹，保羅係點樣樣嚟到交代呢件事情。
So I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to how it was that Paul brought this situation mentioned up.
有冇睇見啊？佢並唔係話，我所信嘅神同我講。
He didn't say, "Oh, the God that I believe." This is what he said.
佢話係我所屬所侍奉嘅神同我講。
But he said, "The God whom I serve."
咁你話有咩特別啊？
Well, you say, well, what's the difference? How interesting is that? What's the big deal? It's just God, too.
所以当我们提到服侍侍奉的定义的时候，
because when we talk about the definition of service,
我们就必须要留意了这一点。
We need to pay attention to this point.
他说，这位神是怎样的一位神呢？
How does he describe this God?
这位神是谁呢？
Who is this God?
就是我所属，我属于佢，佢属于我嘅嗰位神。
It's the God to whom I belong. I belong to Him. He belongs to me.
亦系我所侍奉嘅嗰位神。
It's also the God to whom I serve.
睇唔睇到啊，弟兄姊妹
？Do you see, brothers and sisters?
从另一个角度嚟睇
，So from another point of view,
神要用边一个人啊？
Whom God wishes to use,
或者话神要有话讲说嘅时候，系用边啲嘅人同佢代言呢
？Or through whom God wishes to speak through,
系要嗰啲属于佢嘅人。
It's those who belong to Him.
要佢哋做乜嘢
？What He wishes for them to do.
要佢哋讲乜嘢
？What He wishes for them to say.
讲神要讲嘅话。
To say, speak the words of God.
要做神要做嘅事。
To do what God wishes to do.
又换另一个角度嚟讲。
In another way,
只有属于神嘅人先至可以讲服事。
Only those who belong to God can speak of service.
一个唔信主嘅人
，those who do not believe in the Lord，
佢系唔能够讲服事嘅。
He cannot even speak of the matter of service。
佢亦都唔能够摸服事嘅事情。
And he cannot begin to touch on service。
因为嗰个唔系叫做服事，如果系咁样嘅话，嗰唔系叫服事。
If that's the case, that's not called service。
嗰个唔系叫服事神。
That's not called serving God。
只可以话服事人群。
That's only a matter of serving man。
所以弟兄姊妹，服侍神嘅人。
So brothers and sisters, those who serve God,
必须知道你系属于边一个。
They need to know to whom they belong.
如果唔系属于主
，If you do not belong to the Lord,
你就系属于自己。
Then you belong to yourself.
你系自己嘅主人。
You serve yourself.
你系自己嘅主人，你就以你自己为中心。
So you are the Lord of yourself, so you consider yourself to be the center.
系唔会以主为中心嘅。
You will not consider the Lord as your center.
所以嗰一个服侍唔系神所要。
And that type of service is not what God's after.
嗰啲所谓嘅服侍，亦都唔系真喺真理嘅里边。
And that so-called service is not within the truth.
呢个系第一点。
That's the first point.
第二点。
Second point.
服侍嘅人嘅心态。
The service mentality of a person who serves God.
服侍嘅人嘅心态好多好多。佢里边嗰个嘅思想嗰个心态好多样。
There can be a lot of different thoughts, mentalities going into a person who serves.
我就只系拣咗三样。
But I selected three particular focus.
如果今朝早我同你交通一下，第一件系要甘心乐意嘅服侍。
And the three points I want to focus on is to serve out of willingness.
第二点咧就系要存一个谦卑嘅心。
The second point is to have a humble heart.
仲有要存一个敬畏嘅心。
And the third point is to serve with a reverent fear.
甘心乐意嘅服侍弟兄姊妹。
To serve out of willingness.
我记得喺旧约，喺呢个摩西嘅律例，亦都系出埃及记。
I recall also in the book of Exodus.
嗰度提到有一件事情。
There was one matter.
佢话如果有人要买一个希伯来人嚟做奴隶，做奴仆。
That if one were to purchase a Hebrew for as a slave,
他說這個是可以的。
You could do that.
但是呢，這個奴僕跟他做工只能夠做六年。
But for that person to be purchased, they would only need to work for you for six years.
到第七年的時候呢，你就要給這個奴僕有自由，他可以自由釋放的離開。
And on the start of the seventh year, this person would be able to be free to go if they wished.
但是有一个条例,
but there was one condition.
但如果到了第七年,
if when you reach that seventh year,
这个仆人觉得, 我不想走了。
The slave decides that they do not wish to leave.
我想继续在这里服侍这个主人。
If they wanted to continue to serve their master,
这样呢，就不受这个的六年的限制，第七年，他本来可以出去的，他都不出去了。
Then they would not be bound by this law of having to work only 6 years. They would not have to leave.
所以第五節他就說，倘若那個奴僕明明的講話，我愛我的主人和我的妻子兒女，不願意自由出去。
It was recorded in Exodus 21:5 that if the slave plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out as a free man.
如果这个仆人是这么主动的，
If this servant would so proactively,
是咁乐意的,
so willingly,
又冇一啲嘅勉强的,
and not under coercion,
咁样愿意留低嚟终身做仆人嘅话,
to remain and to stay for the rest of his life as a servant.
圣经就话嗰啲嘅嗰个制度再唔系佢需要遵守嘅。
Then this, you do not no longer have to follow those rules of 6 years.
那个六年那个制度，他又可以不用遵守。
Then you are no longer bound by those 6 years of only those 6 years of service.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是圣经里面所讲的神所悦纳的奉献。
So this is what the Bible tells us of a service that is acceptable to the Lord.
当你有一个这样的仆人，他愿意本来可以自由的，他都不拣选自由，愿意留下的话。
That if a slave is willing, that even if they had their chance of freedom, but they're willing to stay, then this master needed to do one thing on this slave.
就是将他呢,带到他那个门框那里,就在他耳朵那里,
that the master would take the slave and bring them to the door. And to pierce his ear with a, pierce a hole in their ear.
弟兄们不要以为,啊,从此他们可以戴耳环啊,
don't think it's oh, just a matter of being able to wear an earring.
圣经说,在他的耳朵做一个记号,做一个什么记号呢?整一个洞,一个,在他的耳朵整一个洞,
and the Bible tells us that they were to pierce the ear to make a hole within that earlobe.
有些圣经的翻译是说, 在他, open 他的耳朵,
and some,
打开他的,
in some translations, it says to open a hole in the ear.
在同样的一句的话,也都是意思是说,预备好你自己。
Another way of putting it is to prepare, ready yourself.
Yeah, prepare a body.
To prepare a body for service.
预备好一个身体做什么?
To prepare this body for what?
在他的耳朵整一个记号做什么?
What is the meaning of this symbol of a hole in your ear?
从此这个耳朵有窿的那个仆人，他那个记号就是说，这个仆人他是终身的来做仆人。So
what did this represent? It represent that for the rest of this person's life, they would be a servant, a slave.
他不再是说请回来的，或者是 怎样找回来的,他是甘心乐意的,在这个服侍的态度上来服侍这个主人。
That no longer was this slave one that was found and brought to this master, but this slave would forever, the rest of his life, serve this master. So no longer was it just those 6 years.
或者是几多十年,
or even 10 years.
是整个的生命,
it's the entire life.
整个的一生,
the entire life of this slave.
服侍的工作,
the entire life of this slave to serve.
所以他的整个的人, 他的人生,
this entire person, his life,
成为了一个服侍,
would become a service.
弟兄们,
brothers and sisters, this is service.
今天我们在神的面前, 我们是甘心乐意的, 在神的面前, 将我们自己完全的摆上, 这个就是服侍神的,
that today, if we're able to willingly, without holding anything back, to serve the Lord, this is the first condition.
然后服侍神的人, 他要存一个谦卑的心,
as a person who serves God, you must have a humble heart.
弟兄们,你记得当大卫呢, 将那个久违了的约柜从俄别以东的家搬回去大卫城的时候,
that if you recall, when David brought back the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem,
大卫在那时候非常非常的高兴,
we remember David was extremely overjoyed.
大家都非常, 欢喜快乐,
everybody was extremely happy.
大卫欢喜到几乎是癫了.
David was so happy to the point he went so overjoyed, crazy.
圣经, 在撒母耳记下第六章记载说大卫在耶和华面前极力的跳舞。
It was recorded that in 2 Samuel, David danced feverishly before God.
Yeah, 因为约柜回来,他全家都欢呼吹角。
Because the ark had returned, that they had blown the trumpets and to rejoice.
大家都在那里欢喜快乐的时候,
and as everybody was rejoicing,
只有一个人, 就是大卫的太太, 她在楼上呢, 她住楼上, 在楼上呢, 就看到, 看到大卫在下面跳舞,
that there was only one person, one on the upper floor, it was David's wife, who saw David dancing.
圣经又说她心里就藐视,
and the Bible records tells us that she had despised David.
并且呢,是指责了大卫,
and she rebuked him.
哇,你有没有搞错啊, 你做王啊嘛,
and she said, well, you're the king.
咁樣喺啲神仆面前咁樣大叫大跳。
Why are you shouting and dancing in such a manner?
有失身份啊。
You is not befitting of a king.
咁喺大庭廣眾，咁啊跳到一身汗喎，連衫都剝埋喎，打大赤肋咁樣樣。
That you were dancing so much you're sweating and taking off your clothes.
啊，你唔知醜噶。
Do you have no shame?
好多時候Esther 都咁樣鬧我。
Oftentimes Esther will say that about me as well.
話你唔好著呢啲乜牛仔褲啊，好失斯文啊。
Said stop wearing jeans, they're not right for you.
嗱，呢個唔講啲嚇，不過翻翻嚟。
But we won't say that. Talk about that. We'll come back here.
我個太太咁樣話你啊，咁你真係作王噶嘛？你戴住個冠冕啊嚇，咁你就喺度跳嚟跳去，咁真係成何體統咧？
That you come and your wife says that about you. You are the king. You have a crown. How would that look?
但係大衛點樣回答佢呢？
But how did David reply to her?
佢同佢講話：我也必更加卑微，自己看為卑賤。
But his reply was, I will be more lightly esteemed than this, and will be more humble in my own eyes.
冇錯啊，從外邊嚟睇，我係作王。
Indeed, if outwardly speaking, you see me, I am
the king. 外邊嚟睇，我有尊貴嘅地位，身份地位。
In my position, I have a highly regarded position.
冇錯，喺王嘅喺人嘅面前，我要保持我嗰個地位啊。
In front of man, in front of people, I must maintain that status.
係唔適宜太過隨便嘅。
And I can't be too loose about my actions.
但係佢話，我喺神嘅面前。
But he says that in before God,
我唔係睇我咁叻。
I do not see myself
that highly. 我亦睇我真係有咁高嘅地位。
I do not see myself as having that high of a position.
我喺神嘅面前點樣睇自己呢？
How does he say he sees himself before God?
佢話我只不過係一條蟲啫。
He says that I'm just an insect.
呢條蟲能夠做王。
That this insect can become king.
不是我的本事,
it's not because of my own ability.
是神的恩典,
it's because of God's grace.
是他给过我的恩典, 叫我可以坐在这个地位上面。
It's by God's grace that I'm able to stand here in my position.
所以我不算得是什么。
So I do not consider myself as much.
我也都是没,真的没价值的。
I am of little worth.
反为我更加的要卑微。
But in fact, I need to humble myself.
睇自己為輕賤
，and to esteem myself lightly。
哇！幾時我哋睇見我哋睇自己睇得太高啊
？When we see and look up at ourselves, and we see ourselves too highly，
啊問題就出現。
Then problems arise。
塵，灰塵，輕微嘅，係冇價值嘅。
The dust is of very little value。
嗱，因為呢個谦卑呢个字咧，系从嗰个灰尘嗰度出嚟嘅，所以我咁讲。
We see this word humble is derived from dust.
有一次我去买嘢，去 supermarket 买嘢。
Well, one time I was at the supermarket purchasing something.
咁你知嗰啲生果啊，边度嘅地方都有啲称啊，咁样就你如果买啲嘢就称下，睇下有几重咁样。
So when you go to a supermarket, there's a scale where you can, when you buy your fruit or whatever, you place it on a scale and weigh it.
咁啊，我見到一個女人喺稱佢啲嘢之前咧，好似賣蘋果啊，一袋蘋果嘅時候之前咧，佢就將嗰個稱嗰個盤咧倒出嚟，稱乾淨曬先。
So I recall this lady who went to weigh some of her fruit on the scale. She would take the scale and the pan there and dump it all out, make sure there's nothing in there.
咁然後就稱。
Then she would weigh her.
但我睇住佢噶啦，咁佢究竟係咪好多垃圾嘢倒出嚟咧
？I saw was there a lot of things within that the scale that she needed to dump out？
又睇住佢冇喎，入邊冇嘢。
Saw there wasn't much. There was nothing inside.
點解會佢要咁做
？Why did she need to flip it over to empty it out？
我唔知點解，不過我相信我哋唔會咁吹毛求疵嘅。即使係有啲塵喺嗰度啊，我睇唔見嘅塵。都冇咁嘅必要。
So I don't know why she did that because even if there was a little bit of dust or dirt, it's not necessary to do that. Because dust itself has very little weight.
Humility, 即是这个 谦卑这个字,
and this
humble,
so this word humble, humility, in Chinese is derived from this word dust.
所以如果你是塵土,你是没有重量的,是没有价值的。
So if you are made of the dust, you have very little value, no weight.
若我们看自己是这样,
and if we look upon ourselves as such,
太过褒扬我们自己,
then we will not be we won't regard ourselves too highly.
好像大卫咁样样,
just as David.
哇，你有作王嘅地位同埋尊荣啊，点解你咁啊跳到吓冇晒仪表啊咩嘅？
And someone said to him, "Well, you're the king. Why are you dancing like such? You're shameful."
但系大卫话，我睇自己。
But David said of himself, I see myself very lightly. I lightly esteemed. I'm not worth much. Brothers and sisters, this is a mentality that we must have for service. We pray that the Lord will give us a humble heart. That we have to confess that we are very limited. That we lack many things.
外表有多少,或者你財富有多少,但是你在神的面前是沒有一成所有。Whether
outwardly we think we might have a lot, we have a much value, but in God's eyes, there's not much.
除了这个谦卑的心,服侍的人,他要有一个敬畏神的心。Besides
a humble heart, we need to have a reverent fear.
Yeah. 敬畏这个字,弟兄姊妹,在圣经里面,你常常都看到。And
you see this very often of fear, reverent fear.
你常常都一定会记得敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。And
we all know that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
所以敬畏和智慧,知识常常是连在一起的。And
so you see wisdom and fear always put together.
但是敬畏和服侍, 亦都是连在一起的,
but we can see that fear and service is also very much connected.
在彼得前书那里跟我们说, 你们作仆人的,凡事要存敬畏的心服侍主。
In 1 Peter chapter 2:18, it tells the servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect or fear.
啊, 你要知道敬畏不是呢,就很得人惊,这样。
But when we speak of this reverent fear, it's not one of trembling and being afraid.
所谓敬畏是一个不想令对方感觉到不满意、不高兴，或者是不能够接受的一个这样的动作，一个这样的态度。
But this fear speaks of a mentality of not wanting to disappoint or to let down that one whom you are serving. It's not the type of fear where you're afraid, scared of the person. This reverent fear, this reverence is that you're afraid to not just take things lightly in front of this person.
今天我们很快,下个几天,我们就会见到江大兄了。
In a few days, we'll see Brother Kong, Stephen Kong.
在弟兄姊妹的印象里面,江大兄就是等于103。
And in our impression, oftentimes we'll think of, oh, Brother Kong, then we think 103 years old.
103,不要说,103岁。
Oh, okay, they think
103.
That you just think of a certain number when you think of him. Another very interesting fact.
即使他在103之前,
but before 103,
很多人, 喺佢面前都唔敢亂咁開聲。
That many people would not just speak in front of him.
譬如好似今日聚會咁啊，編排到我站講台。
For example, today I'm here standing speaking.
咁如果突然間阿江弟兄行入嚟坐喺度，我就震曬㗎啦。
That if Brother Kong came and sat here today, I would be trembling.
係嘛？有冇咁啊？
Would you feel that way?
點解弟兄姊妹？
Why is that, brothers and sisters?
唔係話驚乜嘢。
It's not that we are scared of anything.
係出住一位尊敬嘅心，唔敢喺啲長輩嘅面前喺度輕舉妄動。
But it's out of reverence, a fear to not act lightly in front of someone elder.
嚴格起上嚟，呢一個嘅尊重或者呢個尊敬係一個敬畏嘅心。
And this respect is a type of reverence, a type of fear.
你尊重、尊敬長輩，呢個係敬畏。
To respect your elders, this is reverence.
尊敬佢呢個人。佢嘅成就係一個嘅敬畏。
The respect this the accomplishments of this person is a type of respect.
我哋今日對我哋嘅主必須要存一個敬畏嘅心。
That when we come before our Lord, we need to have this reverence, this reverent heart.
所以當我哋服侍嘅時候
，So when we serve，
我哋亦都必須要有一個敬畏。
We need to have this reverent fear, this reverent heart before the Lord.
因此我哋嘅言行举止喺佢嘅面前就唔可以太随便。
And thus our actions, our behavior, conduct must not be lightly before him.
有啲嘅弟兄同我讲过
，A brother once told me，
佢话咧，当我哋擘饼聚会嘅时候
，During the bread breaking service，
或者系甚至任何一个聚会
，Or in fact any meeting。
佢話：如果我見到個弟兄咧，咁啊翹起二郎腿喺嗰度摁摁下咧，佢裏邊就覺得唔舒服。
That if he saw anybody just sitting very casually, very disrespectfully, cross their legs or very shaking a little bit, he would not feel right.
明唔明我講咩啊
？Understand, brothers and sisters.
嗰個唔係舒服，係唔尊敬。
So not a matter of comfort, but it's a matter of respect.
呢個係敬畏。
This is
係敬畏嘅心，唔隨便係一個敬畏。
To not act casually is a type of reverence, a fear, a reverent heart.
唔輕舉妄動亦都係一個敬畏。
And to not act without thinking is another type of respect.
我更加唔牙尖嘴利啦，嗰啲更加係。
Or to talk back and to have a smart mouth.
So
we need to mention those.
我哋感謝主。
So we thank the Lord.
雖然咧，服侍嘅人嘅心態有好多啦，又要清心啊，又要有愛心啊，又要忠心啊，忍耐啊等等。
Even though there are many other aspects of the mentalities of being patient and pure and all these other qualities.
今日我只係講三樣嘢。
I would just focus on those above three.
好啦，第三點。
The third point.
基督佢個服侍就係。基督耶稣佢自己成为一个榜样咁样样俾我哋睇见佢系点样样嘅服侍。
That in Christ's ministry, he was an example for us on how to serve.
开头我哋咪读过几嗰两节嘅圣经嘅。
We read a few passages early on.
尤其是喺呢个诗篇四十篇。
Especially in Psalm 40.
嗰时候话我来了，讲到主来了。
It says that I am here, speaking of the Lord.
我嘅事已經喺經卷上邊記載咗。
And my matters are already recorded in the scrolls.
然後佢話：我嘅神啊。
And then it says, Oh my God.
我樂意照你嘅旨意。
It says, I am willing, I delight to do your will, Oh my God.
喺舊約嘅時候，作為一個仆人，佢嘅耳仔係要有個窿嘅。
In the Old Testament, for a slave, there had to be a symbol of a hole within that person's ear.
所以果然喺新約嘅時候，我哋見到有一個耳仔有窿嘅。
And we see in the New Testament, there is one who has a pierced ear.
係直接咁樣樣喺地上邊 嚟行走，係將呢一個作仆人嘅嗰個實際活出嚟。
And the reality of this service was lived out in that New Testament.
呢位就係我哋嘅主耶穌基督。
And this was our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
佢嚟到地上嘅時候
，And when He came to this earth，
係以作仆人呢一個姿態嚟做嘅。
And He came as a servant.
佢嚟係要作父神要佢做嘅事情。
He came to do according to God's will, the Father's will.
所以當我哋讀曬四福音
，And after we read all of the Gospels，
我就睇見喺主耶穌喺地上邊嘅服侍只有一個原則。
We see only one principle behind the service of Christ。
嗰個原則就係話父點樣講，佢就點樣講。
And that was that what the Father had told him, that's what he did, that's what he would say。
啊，呢個原則就係佢睇每一件嘅事情係唔係神嘅旨意。
And everything he saw, was it according to God's will？
如果神話係，呢個係神嘅旨意。
And if God said, yes, this is God's will.
他就無論多辛苦、多艱難、遇到多少的難處，他都可以作成。
Then no matter how hard, how difficult it was, he would accomplish it.
照着神那個的心意來到去完成那個的任務。
And according to God's own will, Christ accomplished that mission.
因為他的耳朵是有窿的。
Because his ear was already pierced.
他的一生就係為著服侍神。
That his entire life was to serve God.
所以佢話：我樂意照你嘅旨意嚟行。
That's why it's recorded that I delight to do your will, oh my God.
唔單止係咁樣，佢話佢係自己卑微，全心信服，以至於死在十字架上面。
That he was humbled and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
He won't because he is with God, then I will increase 100 times.
That he did not regard equality with God as a thing. He humbled himself.
全心信服,
completely obedient.
以至于死,
obedient to death.
且死在十字架上,
and to death even on a cross.
这个是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
亦都係今日俾我哋嘅榜樣。
This too is our example for today.
佢淨止叫我哋睇見佢係咁樣。
Not only does he want us to see him as such.
佢並且好清楚咁講俾我哋聽。
Clearly, he also tells us.
佢話我心裏柔和謙卑。
He says, I am gentle and humble in heart.
你們當負我嘅轭，學我嘅樣式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这个、是主自己的吩咐。
This is our Lord's own commandment.
亦都系佢嘅一个呼召。
It's also a calling from Him.
呢个系成为我今日交通嘅第四点。
And this is my fourth point today.
系主嘅一个劝告。
Is the exhortation from our Lord.
呢个劝告系乜嘢
？So what is this exhortation?
你亦当负我嘅轭。
That you would take my yoke.
學我的樣式。
Learn from me.
弟兄姊妹，今日嘅毛病喺邊度呢？
What is the problem with us today?
今日嘅毛病完全係出於呢個自己啊。
And the problem is ourself.
出於我哋而冇讓基督喺我哋裏邊作為一個服侍嘅根據。
And the problem is that we ourselves have not allowed Christ to live.
毛病出於我哋今日仲係靠自己嘅聰明、才幹、知識同埋能力。
The problem is that today we still rely on our own abilities and our own talents.
今日嘅毛病仍然係出於我哋今日仲活喺，亦都仲維持我哋自己喺一個宗教嘅移民同埋世界嘅潮流嘅當中。用咁樣嘅態度嚟服侍神。
That the problem lies that we have this attitude that we're stuck in this religious kind of traditions and these this mentality of ourselves.
喺外邊嚟睇，雖然咧係好似係一個服侍。
And outwardly it may seem that this is serving God.
但係卻唔係持得永久。
But indeed this is not eternal.
所以佢願意。送俾弟兄姊妹呢一節嘅聖經。
May brothers and sisters be encouraged by this verse.
現在活著的不再是我，乃是基督在我裏邊活著。
That is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
这个是保罗自己的经历。
This was Paul's own experience.
也是主, 希望, 我们能够活出来。
And it's also what our Lord would wish for us to be able
所以,
to live out.
所以最后弟兄姊妹我要讲的话,
Lastly, I just want to share with brothers and sisters that if our service is derived, it comes from ourselves.
这是草木和佳的工作, 是会被烧洗,
that this work will be burned away and nothing will be left.
但若果是出于神,
but if it comes from God Himself,
我们就是在基督的里面,
that if service comes with, from God, we are in Christ.
作在基督的里面, 这个就是金银宝石,
that this in, if being in Christ, then this is the precious jewels and the gold.
这个荣耀就要归回给神,
and all the glory will be given back to God.
我们祈祷,
let us pray.
主耶稣, 我们感谢赞美你,
Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you.
因为你作为, 那个活祭,
because you were that living sacrifice.
你又是那个榜样摆在我们面前,
and you were that example placed before us.
叫我们今天来跟随,
that today, so that we can follow on.
主要我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
因为若果不是你让我们今天都不知道应该如何走,
because if it were not for you, we would not know how 若, to walk.
若不是因着你, 我们准会 向一个自私, 一个没前途的路途上面,
but if it were not for you, we would be in a path of ourselves and a path with no hope.
因此我们求主内住的圣灵在我们里面继续地向我们说话,
and may you, our Lord, and the indwelling spirit continue to speak to us.
我叫我们真知道主你自己有真是了解明白,
and that we can have true knowledge of our Lord yourself and to know what true service is.
We
want to give you all the honor and glory. In our Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.